Good morning. This is Shanita Holloway on Holloway's Way, Wrapped in Love. And during my morning meditation and just praying with God and my quietness, God spoke to me. And there was four things that he touched on that I felt that was coming from the Holy Spirit. And it was discipline, stillness, preparation, and that his grace will follow me. I feel like God always prepares you for the next step, even the next moment. Because in those four things, through discipline, stillness, preparation, and grace will follow me, he led me to the story of Jonah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story of Jonah, but I will touch on that. But the four out of the four things, discipline, stillness, preparation, and that grace will follow me, there were the stillness stuck out to me because often I find myself grabbing my phone or grabbing this and going on the computer and doing this and doing that, that I miss being still to hear from God. And so even while I was sitting in my meditation and just being, you know, quiet, I found myself mentally saying, oh my God, I need to check my email. I need to check my cell phone. I need to go downstairs and prepare breakfast. There were so many things in my mind that I wasn't able to be focused and be in that moment, just be within my own breath. And I just find it amazing that God will speak to me and tell me that I need to be disciplined, that I need to be still, that I need to prepare myself for the next step, and that no matter what, his grace will follow me. And so then for me to say, okay, God, will you lead me to the word that you want me to, you know, study today? And then he brings me to Jonah. Now, briefly, Jonah in chapter 1, it says that, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Now, we see right away that God has called on Jonah to go to Nineveh to share the word, right? To preach the word, because there's so much wickedness going on in Nineveh that it has gotten up to God, and God is trying to deliver the people in Nineveh. Because if we know God, we know that God is not a judgmental God, but he is very merciful, and he comes so that we can be free from sin. So he loves mercy, and we know that, and he wants to spare us from it. So he wants to send Jonah there, but Jonah decides that he does not want to respond to that calling. He wants to go to Tarshish, which is away from Nineveh, which is away from where God sent him. So I wanted to tag this: you can run, but you can't hide. We have to understand that when God sees something that he wants done, it's going to get done. And if he calls you to do it, if he calls me to do it, then we must be obedient, okay? So then we see that right away, Jonah decides to be disobedient, and he goes to find a boat, and the ship is actually going to Tarshish. So he pays the fare, and he gets on to... I didn't realize that my previous recording had stopped, and so I will continue, just so you can get the full story about Jonah. So like I was saying before, Jonah was given the word from God to go to Nineveh because Nineveh was full of wickedness. And we know that God is very merciful. So God wanted to use Jonah to go and share the good word with them, to preach to them, so that they will be able to receive God's mercy. But Jonah decided that he did not want to answer to that calling, not because he was afraid that he wouldn't be able to do it, but he feared success. And I'm sure we've all been in Jonah's place where we fear success. We are fully capable of doing the job. We know that we are gifted to do the job, but we fear the very thing that we want to achieve, and that is success. And we see often in the stories that's in the Bible where God calls on people who feel that they are inadequate for the job, but we find in scripture that God always sends us to a place, and he always sends us prepared, or he delivers, or he gives us words to say and things to do, and he's always focused on what we already have within us because he created us with the purpose in mind. So Jonah decides he does not want to go to Nineveh. He gets on a ship, and the ship is going to Tarshish. Immediately getting after getting onto the ship, we find on chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up." And I wanted to bring to your attention, how are you bringing peace where you are? Are you causing a storm where you are because of your disobedience, whether it's in your family, your house, your business, your workplace? Because sometimes we look at different forms of adversity and we say, oh, that's the devil, when no, God uses the storm and adversity to bring us closer to him. And so we see a storm. God is bringing the strong winds, and it's so strong that it's about to cause the ship to wreck. And so we have the mariners, they're on the boat, and they're throwing off things. They're throwing off cargo to lighten the load of the ship so that it does not break, or they're trying to spare their own lives. And so they're throwing off cargo, and then they go to their God and they're praying. So all the men are praying to their gods, right? And they're praying. And Jonah, on the other hand, he's witnessing the same storm that they're seeing, but he goes down to the bottom of the ship and he goes to sleep. Okay? He's like, I know that I'm running away from what God is calling me to do, and I can't really pray right now. I don't want to talk to God because he may tell me that I need to go to Nineveh, and I already know that I can't go to Nineveh. I don't want to go to Nineveh, but we cannot hide from God, and we see this. So Jonah's asleep, and so the captain comes and say, "Hey, man, well, you're sleeping? What are you doing? Get up, pray. You know, go talk to your God. Maybe he'll show mercy on us," right? And so all the men, they cast lots to kind of see who's causing this storm to happen, and the lot falls on Jonah. So they're like, "Who are you? Where are you from? What country are you from? What's going on?" They're trying to get some understanding as to why this storm is here. And so Jonah responds, "I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and dry land." And he goes on to tell them that God called him to go to Nineveh, and he decided not to. So they're like, "Wait a minute, why are you not doing this? You're causing this storm. What are we to do with you?" Right? "What are we to do with you? Because we want to live." And so Jonah says, "Okay, the sea will cease when you throw me up for board." So Jonah is choosing death over obedience to God. He's like, "You know what? Just throw me off into the sea." But God is so merciful, and God's will is going to get done. So he already prepared a fish. They throw Jonah out of the ship into the sea, and the fish comes and swallows Jonah. The word says that Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. While Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he was crying out to God and he was praying to God. So sometimes we have to get in those really desperate situations where we are in the midst of life and death, and we start to pray out to God and cry out to God.